Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, otherwise we would have reported him having a head injury. I mean, that's why the NFL has these protocols, and there's not, like, every single NFL game that is played, there's an independent specialist that specializes in the specialty of brain matter. Yeah, for me, as long as I'm coaching here, you know, I'm not going to fudge that whole situation. If there's any sort of inclination that someone has a concussion, they go into the concussion protocol, and it's very strict. Yeah, if people don't vary or stray, we don't mess with that, never have, and as long as I'm the head coach, that will never be an issue that you guys have to worry about.
Mike McDaniel of Miami in the spotlight. It's one thing to be a first-year NFL head coach. You do way more media and have to, you know, talk about your team. I think there's a learning curve when it comes to that. Here, okay, he's dealing with something about the utmost seriousness here. And I thought, you know, last night he could have done better. Today I think he did better. But what did he know last Sunday at halftime? 803-0550 is the number. Tua is with the Dolphins, flew home with them. McDaniel today talked about how they sat on the plane together and watched MacGruber. Ever seen MacGruber?
I've never seen MacGruber. Is it okay for someone with very limited experience in dealing with concussions to suggest that maybe watching moving images a few hours after what happened on the field is not the best idea in the world?
People even say getting on the plane is a bad idea.
Right. That's right.
803-0550 for your calls. Here is Aaron with us. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, Aaron. Thank you.
Hey, so I'm going to preface this by saying my wife works in neuro, and there could be a possible loophole or an issue here with the NFL's protocol here. And to me, someone's head's got to roll, and it's at least got to be McDaniels down the line of the doctors. This is why. Because say my wife was a doctor, she has no interest in football. Are these doctors required to watch the game? Do they see him get up like that? Because if it was my wife, she'd be in another room watching TV, and then if she had to do her job and he came into the locker room to do her job, she could do her job just fine, and he clears all the concussion protocol. But anybody that saw him got up should never allow him back in the game. So if one or both of those doctors saw it, their heads need to roll. If they didn't and McDaniels did, his head needs to roll. Someone's head needs to roll, in my opinion. And I don't know what you guys think about that, but
the term we need might want here is plausible deniability. If it's not too cynical, like McDaniel is talking, like this is not a quote. They told me it was okay.
Right. I wouldn't allow this to happen. But if he doesn't know what's happening, that gives him a way to, I think, still stand there and say, I wouldn't allow this.
And you don't even have to criticize him terribly for that. It would depend on, like, what he really knows and who is talking to him and does he trust them. Like, you could play it really safe. Coaches often would prefer not to. That's an understatement. It's his starting quarterback. So, you know, again, maybe cynical, but if the medical people, if the people in charge tell me it's a green light, then I'm probably putting him in. You know, I think that's how coaches would tend to do it.
Yeah.
And he could have seen the play and had the same reaction we all did, which is that's a bad idea, and done differently. But then he's got a different problem, right? He's got a problem. We never think about it or know about it again, but yep. He's got a problem in his organization. He's brand new.
I wonder what kind of problem he already has. I mean, it's not the most pertinent thing here, you know, to his health and his recovery and all that. But for McDaniel, like if you've got whatever number of players and former players and current players who are questioning what happened, and current coaches and former coaches and whomever, right, that are looking at last Sunday and wondering about it and questioning it and then looking at last night, it stands to reason there would be guys on that team that would be thinking the same thing. And like, now what? Like, is this something that could just swallow their season whole? I don't know. I mean, he's got to be believable to them more than us. I mean, as far as his job and, like, they're moving forward, like, they got to believe that he's being honest there. If they suspect that he's not, man, I think you're in real trouble.
Here is Jim next. Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
Okay, Jim, thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you guys, there was an independent doctor that looked at Tua for a concussion, correct?
Yes.
Do you honestly believe that an independent doctor is going to put his license on the line by lying?
I wouldn't consider it impossible, Jim, knowing the history of this league with this injury.
And I wouldn't consider it, it doesn't have to be considered lying.
That's right. That's right, too.
Well, if the guy's a professional, he knows whether he's got a concussion or not. So if he says he doesn't have a concussion, he doesn't have one because he's not going to jeopardize his license by lying about the guy having a concussion.
Okay, well, it's happened in the league many times. So
but this guy's an independent. I don't know who he's paid by, but he's not going to lie and jeopardize his own career. An independent, he's going to swing by himself. All out there alone.
I would love to think that this is always going to be true. I just don't. You asked, right?
Right. Yeah, okay. I don't either.
Okay.
So, independent or not, I think it's. I don't want to. With how much authority do I want to say? Because I don't know this, but the doctor's probably compensated for being there to do that job by someone. And getting in the way of the team in any way could jeopardize that employment. So if you think you can like roll with it and keep this gig that pays whatever it pays, I really honestly do not know. But I assume there's compensation. And if you are not cooperative, you might lose that. And if you think you can get away with it, okay, we've got it, you know, well, it's the back and whatever, and you roll with it, and you maybe get to keep doing your job. And if Tua doesn't get knocked out last night, we're never talking about all this again, probably. So you just, you know, in the moment, maybe you just roll with it. To me, that's possible. I don't know that that's what happened.
That's all I want to say, too.
Yeah.
Like, the caller's all, do you think it's possible? And I'm like, yes. Do you think it's impossible? I mean, watch League of Denial. It's not impossible that there would be dishonesty like that. No. Would they risk? I don't know. It depends how much, hypothetically, there could be waiting for them on the other side. Who knows? Yep. I mean, people have different motives for different reasons. But, you know, it'd be great to live in a world where no one would ever have to suspect anything, you know, untoward from anybody else for any reason. Why would they do that? Well, it happens in the world.
Bad
choices get made.
I think the way we think, like idealistically, the way it's supposed to work is independent doctor or not, but especially independent doctor sees Tua stumbling around on the field. Well, that's it. His day's over. That I think, and that's what was said was in my living room on Sunday. Like, oh, he's done, and I said. I don't know. It's the NFL. Like, I was skeptical right away that his day was done. You know, I know it should have been, but it's the NFL. So what I'm admitting there in saying all that is that I'm suspicious to begin with, which, you know, can be a trap because I don't really know. But a lot of people that know a lot more about it than you and me do are also suspicious about it. People who've been in it are suspicious.
A lot of those same people, you're talking about former players, right? And
yeah.
and older men who have gone through the experience in the league. There's a lineman on the Patriots who I read today. A thank you to the Patriots for 10 years ago, treating me, you know, protecting me from myself, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That is life, too. That is wisdom from age and incentive. When you are out of the game, when you're you and I talking like this, there's no risk for us. There's no contrary motivation or incentive pulling us in the other direction, right? Like if we're a retired player or anybody on the outside, it's easy enough to say, well, come on here. But when you're in it, it's a different deal. And these are probably not bad people, right? These are probably like sort of Jim's tone, the caller is like, well, why would they, you know, I just like to think of anybody sort of like that at a starting point in a situation when judging a situation. But we know there's tons of money. We know there's tons of pressure. And who knows?
Yeah.
And this coach might, or anybody involved in it, might regret their decision, you know, at least now. But that's not what it sounds like.
Right. When you're in it, all you can think about is how to stay in it, I think.
Yeah.
And I would say that that could, all caps if you want, extend to the doctors. But they're in it. They're in the club.
Like you'd want, Bulldog, you'd want, we'd want, right, society. He goes down in that game. He doesn't reach for his lower back. He can't stand up straight. He shakes his head. He falls. Anybody watching that would have the same reaction to that. Mm-hmm. Anybody. So whoever is involved in the clearing process, the evaluation, they're not the owners. We'd all like to think in society that whoever is at the anybody up from there in the organization intervenes. You can call this the head coach if you want, even, and go, no, it's just wrong. It's wrong. It's too risky. It's bad for him. We'll put in Teddy Bridgewater. We'll take our chances. We might still win. It's week three. But none of that matters. What matters is we know we've seen this play happen. We know that it's dangerous and wrong.
The optics are going to be terrible.
It's a bad choice for many reasons, for different reasons, to put him back on the field. They have a serious investment in him, by the way. Like, for any player, you'd like to think this way, right, everybody? This is how we all want the world to work. That, yeah, well, unfortunate set of circumstances right now, but we can't in good conscience put you back on the field. Anybody, not anybody in the organization, but lots of people in the Dolphins organization could have done that. And no one was able to... People who would have had the power, no one was able to do it. And the player didn't do it. I mean, the player is...
Can you imagine the scenario in the locker room where, you know, he's being... He feels better. He wants to go back in. How can we make that work? How do I get back in there? I have no trouble, you know... I don't even know if this is worth saying. Like, constructing the scenario where the walking off point is, how do we get him back in the game? Like, that's our end. How do we get there?
Right.
Oh, well, let's look at the protocol, right? Oh, well, that one paragraph you read in its entirety, right, about if there's some other reason. I forget what was it.
Structural, skeletal, yeah. Some other, like,
right.
Cause for why the player appears to be unstable.
Right, a non-neurological problem.
Right.
So, you know, let's dot some I's and cross some T's and like, yeah, no, we're good. And the thing that's scary about that is that from what, you know, I think you can find this information pretty credibly and easily online, very credibly and pretty easily online. You know, concussion symptoms, they come and go. You don't always feel awful. That's why the independent person is supposed to be there in the first place, because a player could get to the locker room and be like, I'm fine. I want to go back in. I don't have a head injury. But you don't know what could be coming an hour, 12 hours, whatever. It's why when people have head injuries, you do worry about them flying, and you make sure you keep an eye on them, because you want to make sure that they're not going to just, you know, something awful is going to happen to them in their sleep, even. So, you know, him feeling okay at halftime last Sunday is almost irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way we think it's supposed to work is doctor, independent person sees him fall down like that. That's it. Your day's over. And that's obviously not how it went. And then we had last night and that ghastly, awful scene.
Correct. 4 o'clock, Kevin Payne, RotoWire. We'll talk a little fantasy football. Then we have Sal, the roundtable, this subject, and Bills Ravens. Trey Wingo as well today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, with you. Thanks for listening on this Friday. It's WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.